Celebration was actually brought and offered to us. It was not something we went out and looked for. We're learning more about this particular celebration ourselves. But in a nutshell, from my understanding, Wisconsin is divided into six different zones that host this maple syrup tapping, this first tapping ceremony. And each year, it's passed to a new zone. This year, our zone happened to come due, and one of the coordinators knows Maple Grove School, knows that maple syrup is part of our curriculum for more than 40 years, and said, hey, are you guys interested in hosting first tapping? It goes to a sugar bush in the area. Your school actually has a sugar bush, and you know this might be something you want to look at to help promote the work of your school. And so we jumped on board and said, absolutely, we would love people to get to know a little bit more of what we're doing. It fits into the work we're and the learning that's going on. So we said, absolutely, we would host it this year.
What goes into the actual process of tapping a tree? And how does that fit into the curriculum there?
Well, a lot of it is culture. You know, as an expeditionary learning school, we're project hands-on based. So we look for activities that we can tie Common Core curriculum into activities that engage students. And all I can say is, let me ask you this. Would you rather sit at a desk and listen to a teacher talk, or would you just as soon go out and put a bit and brace in your hand and try and drill a hole in a tree? Most kids would want to go out and try and drill that hole in the tree. And so we look and come up with learning targets tied to the work we're going to do, and maple syrup is just one of those venues that can be used to make sure we're hitting standards. We do a lot of writing about what we're doing, sequencing. There's just several different ways we can actually tie that into education model.
What should we know about the tapping ceremony and what's going on out there?
Well, we have two parts to the tapping ceremony. The actual ceremony where one of the governor's representatives, is my understanding, it won't be the governor himself, will be here with Allison Dairyland and the Maple Queen, and they've got a proclamation where they announce this the beginning of the maple tapping season. That's a little ceremony that they have all put together on their own. A couple trees will be tapped. We'll have some student involvement helping with it. So that part's going to happen on a couple trees right in our lower playground in front of the school at 12 o'clock noon. The program should last 15 to 20 minutes, so it's a very short, quick first tapping ceremony over and done. Directly after that, we're going to open up the school. We have raffle boxes where people can purchase raffle tickets and try to win some different prizes, and that's going to happen here at 1 o'clock. From that 12 to 1, we're transitioning, getting our students back into parent care, and then at 1 o'clock, we're actually going to open up the rest of the school to the public for anybody who wishes to come walk through the school, look at student documentation, the work we're doing, and just check things out overall. We're sponsoring a breakfast out at Ed and Sharon's Banquet Hall, and from 8 till noon, for $6, you get pancakes, eggs, coffee, I'm trying to remember everything on the menu, but the full breakfast menu there, and the proceeds go to the school to help support our work so we can financially be sustainable and keep moving forwards.